And but if you decided to get married, you go to a preacher, and then he might expect to see you in church on Sunday for his
sermon.
And they would, at your wedding, they would have an organist play.
The wedding light.
Or, and that would be beautiful.
Beautiful music.
And if you saw a dress that was pretty, and you wanted to buy it for your wife, then you might see another and say, well, this one is even
prettier.
And if I asked you how long you'd been living in this house, you'd say, I've been living here ever
since 1962.
Now, have you thought of another story? I was running you through those. When you were a child, did you have one of those toys that like two or four people would sit on and spin around?
Seesaw? Carousel?
Would you call it?
Yeah, carousel or swing.
A swing? Is that the thing that...
Well, that, and then there's also one that goes around that's a swing.
Oh, really? What's that like?
Sort of slings you around as you... You change position in relation to the center pole as you turn around.
You go in and out?
In and out, sort of.
As you go around, you call it a swing. Never seen. Is that the same thing as a whirligig or something?
Whirligig, another name.
And what about the, if you wanted to haul something in the yard, you might use a...
Wheelbarrow.
What would you carry in there?
Dirt, mostly.
And what about if you had...
Fertilizer.
You would? Mm. You'd use fertilizer if the land wasn't...
Wasn't rich enough.
Or
fertile enough.
And if those knives up there were dull...
I'd sharpen them.
What would you sharpen them with?
With my little sharpener over there, that electric sharpener.
If you didn't have that then?
On a stone. Right, old-fashioned stone.
Did you ever see one that turned around, like for sharpening big things?
Oh, you mean the, yeah.
What would you call that, just a...
Whetstone.
Oh, you call the big one that turns.
Big one is a stone, too.
And if your car was squeaking, you take it downtown and ask them to do what to it?
Oil it.
Or
grease it.
And if they greased it, you'd say, yesterday... You'd say you wanted to grease your car, and say, they'd bring you back and say, we did what to your car?
We greased it.
And their hands would be real...
grimy and greasy.
And what does toothpaste come in?
Tube.
And did you ever make a lamp, like out of a bottle, with some kerosene or something, and a rag in it? Sort of a makeshift kind of...
No.
You ever seen?
I've seen it. But I didn't make one.
What would you call something like that?
Kerosene candle, I guess.
Have you ever heard of a flambeau? Or a torch or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
But you call it a kerosene candle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a boat and you wanted to put it in the water, what would you do to it?
I'd launch it.
And what kind of small boats would you have around here?
Rowboats, small motorboat,
well,
inboard, outboard.
Non-motor is what I was thinking about.
Hmm?
Non-motor is what I was thinking about.
Non-motors, without motors, rowboat, and a canoe,
and
a skiff.
What's the difference in a skiff and a rowboat?
Well, that's a damn good question. I'm not sure.
Well, how would you describe that kind of boat?
Well, I guess a skiff is a large, blunt-nosed, and a rowboat is pointed bow.
And